fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Yeah, those Crossbreed Holster Studios, what an honor to be here with you today. Happy New Year, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever holiday you celebrate. Wow, it's hard to believe 2015 is in the books, isn't it? Yeah, well, you know what? Time keeps marching on and Obama's out the door this year. The swinging door of the Oval Office is going to put a bruise in his... It's going to hit him right where it counts. And it's going to boot him right out the door. Bye-bye. As much as he can't stand that. But it's going to be a very difficult year. The arrogance of the petulant man-child. We're going to have to put up with it for, another 12 months. And if you were listening to the first 2 hours of the program, particularly the first hour of the program, you know that, well, you know, Alan Corwin mentioned it in the second hour, too, if you were listening to that. If not, you go back and get it tomorrow when we have it up on the podcast for you to take a listen to when you get the recorded version up on armedamericanradio.com. Two amazing hours. But Alan Gottlieb, a man I hold with tremendous respect, a dear friend and an individual who has just done tremendous work in the courtrooms across America in restoring Americans' right to bear arms, your right to bear arms, at the Second Amendment Foundation. Please check them out at saf.org, by the way. It's just not the time to be sitting on your hind end at this stage. Alan's very concerned about what's going to happen between the election, regardless of the outcome of the election, mind you, but between the outcome of the election in November and Obama walking out the door. It's going to be a very dangerous time for gun owners in American history. And I advise you in the first segment of the first hour, and again in the second hour, that it is now time to put your seatbelt on. You're going to be in for a wild ride as a gun owner. You will be in for a wild ride. I don't want you to get down in the muck so deep that you're frustrated or that it depresses you. It's easy to do. Trust me, I have to get in the muck because it's what I do for a living. And it does get depressing. And it does require phone calls to certain individuals who I hold very dear and very close to me, that we can discuss exactly what it is we're seeing on any given bad day, when every editorial at America's leftist papers are coming at you with both barrels, when Michael Bloomberg is throwing $50 million at you. You do take it personal when you fight for this for a living, and it is in your blood. We believe what we talk about on this program. Every guest you hear on this program is not talking about this and then shutting off their pro-rights machine to go to sleep. It keeps people awake at night. After this program, I don't sleep for hours because of the adrenaline. It's hard to put it back in a box when you believe deeply in what you're talking about. And I know you do because I've gotten too many emails this year to count. And thank you to everyone for your incredible support for the show. I have a lineup for you today here in this hour of the program that is just second to none. We're going to do what we always did, and we're going to kick the year off the way I like to kick off this hour of the program. We're going back to an old-style Armed American Radio roundtable format with three guests who were part of the original roundtable format. First, David Codria in Hudson, Ohio. Is it warm up there or is it cold? Pull up a chair, put on the fedora, crack open an adult beverage, and fire up that cigar. David, did I give you the visual? Is the theater of the mind accurate?
Well, I got the cigar going, but unfortunately, I'm still working, so I have to wait until after the program for the adult beverage, Mark.
There you go, but I'm glad you're there. How's the weather treating you up in Ohio? I know it's gotten colder. The global warming thing is gone because we had to get back to normal. It's getting pretty cold up there outside Cleveland, isn't it?
I've got two space heaters going as we speak. But, I got the big puffy jacket on. The kids say make me look like the Michelin man. And so all is good.
Well, good. Fire up that big stogie. Enjoy it. And just enjoy it. And welcome to the program. People can find you where, David? All of your work. Let's get that out right here at the beginning of the program. WarOnGuns.com, correct?
I think WarOnGuns.com is the clearinghouse that'll get you every place else that I am.
Sounds good to me. Let's move over to Neil McCabe. Neil, close friend of mine, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor and my political analyst, and we've got a great title to add for him, and that is that Neil McCabe is now the on-air television reporter for One America News Network and has recently been named the D.C. Bureau Chief. Powerful and awesome. Welcome to the program, Neil. Congratulations, and thanks for heading into 2016. Pull up a chair in the Capitol, get comfy and cozy, and let's move into 2016 together. You ready?
I'm ready, Mark. Hey, David. And it's a night like this, David, that I wish they wouldn't stop global warming.
They. We'll have to ask who they is later, because it's they who you need to be concerned about. Or you also need to be concerned about my next guest here in this classic Armed American Radio Roundtable, and that is my firearms expert, a man who has, well, I'll just say a number of years ago, I called on one day, did not know him. I had known him through the work that we did together in the magazine, but I'd never met him. And that's George the Mad Ogre Hill. And you can read the Mad Ogre's work at madogre.com, America's first blogger. George, that's a true statement, isn't it? Welcome to the show. And pull up a chair, theater of the mind. We're sitting around the round table together getting ready to have one heck of a discussion, because there's no shortage of anything to talk about. True statement, isn't it, George?
Yeah, it is. I'm the blog father, and it's a pleasure and a privilege, as always, to be on the first big Sunday monster show for Armed American Radio, the first of the year.
Picture the cabin. The wood fire is burning, and the four
we
of us are sitting around that giant
grilling.
Table. No, we Brat have
Wurst
some
grilling, and we got 357 magnums on the hip because we grill while armed, because that's the
I
way
think we're
to
doing
do it.
Moose. We're doing moose. We're in the lodge atmosphere today, but that's okay. Whatever it is we're grilling really doesn't make any difference. Let me start. This is the way the roundtable works. If you're not familiar with it, I'm going to go around the table and we're going to open up a discussion, and you're going to benefit, I can promise you. So kick back, relax, and do as we're doing right now and enjoy this hour of Armed American Radio. David, I want to start with you.
Well,
can we really talk about this for 1 hour every week?
can we have a couple more hours, and maybe we'll just start getting warmed up? How about that?
Yeah, that about says it all. Of course, I'm referring to statements that my mother made a number of years ago, as you well know. And you've met my mom, you know, and you've been here, and you've grilled while armed at Armed American Radio Ranch. So, yeah, of course you know. And she said, she made that statement to me, wow, can you really talk about that one subject? Her concern was, is there enough to talk about being single issue? And my response to that was, well, you know, the Second Amendment encompasses many different things and has tentacles that go in very different directions. The First Amendment tied to the all amendments, all of freedom. We can tie every story back, can't we, Neil McCabe in Washington, D.C.? Back to the Second Amendment, if we choose?
Well, I mean, it's sort of like the unified theory, but, you know, they're hitting us in all different directions. And the idea is, you know, to distract us over here, and then they get us over here. And really, that's what I call the smash and grab that we're going to be getting for the next year is, you know, they're just going to try to run up the score and do whatever they can. In this last year of the Obama administration.
Yeah, and that's what they'll do. They'll be very vocal about it, but they will accomplish absolutely nothing. So we want to stay on that theme of being positive. While we have to discuss these topics with you every week and every day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and annoy a liberal somewhere 24 hours a day on America's airwaves somewhere, we are going to remain positive because we are winning. That's why they're coming unglued. George, I know you know that. You know we're winning. You run a gun shop. Are we winning, or are your sales down in the mud?
Oh, man, our sales are through the roof. Our training courses for concealed carry permits is through the roof. And then we've got Governor Greg Abbott in Texas telling Obama, come and take it, about gun control. So, yeah, we're ahead of the game. But we can't sit on our laurels. We can't relax.
No. We can't relax. You're absolutely correct about that. David, I'm going to go right back to you. We're going to have just about a minute left. Sean, what do we got time-wise in the segment left?
A little less than 30 seconds.
A little less than 30 seconds. So I'll give you this to think about, David, as we go through topic number one. We are, in fact, winning. I think we're winning. My story, my big story of 2015, last week, was the fact that the un-Americans are in fact coming unhinged. Why did that supersede any of the individual stories? Because of the bigger picture, the reason they're coming unhinged, because of their sheer desperation. They know they're losing. And I felt that was a huge story. So I'll turn that over to you, David, when we come back from the break, and we'll let that conversation move around the table. Then we're going to talk about Texas. Yes, we're going to talk about the impending, no doubt, the impending, it is imminent, executive action and what it means. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. This is a classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. Don't go away. I'll be back with David, Neil, and George right after this. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
I'll find it. Ah, here we are. Welcome back to the program. How you doing? A classic roundtable. Sorry about that. It was a little bit late coming back from the break. I'm looking for a great story for you that I found earlier today. You know how I like the names that fit the stories? Well, I've got a good one for you, so I'll find it during another break. I apologize, but I'll get it for you. You're going to like it. It's a funny one. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, my big story in 2015 was the absolute ungluing and unhinging of the un-Americans, those people who want to take away our constitutional rights to bear arms. As un-American as my wanting to take away their right to read whatever they want, whether it's Huck Finn or Mein Kampf. And that the reason I made that the top story rather than singling out San Bernardino or anything else is because the reason that they're coming unglued, I think, is the real big story. And that's because they're losing and we're winning. Take it away.
Well, we do see desperation on the part of the people doing the leading. In terms of the people doing the following, I think we see stupidity and overconfidence because they see all these opportunities that they can dance in blood, and they see Obama and Hillary giving them all kinds of hope that they're going to get terror watch lists and assault weapon bans and,
right,
and background checks and you name it. And what it reminds me of is when I was a kid, I heard this fable of a monkey reaching into a jar for food and grabbing everything he could. Then he couldn't get his hand out of the jar because he had everything in it and it was tightened in a fist. And so he just couldn't pull everything out. And what they have done in basically their propaganda, their overconfidence, their desperation, they've taken away a key argument they've always used, that you gun owners are paranoid. All we want are reasonable steps, reasonable gun safety laws. And, in fact, they have come out and they've basically taken away the excuse that no one wants to take away your Second Amendment, because as we can see by their actions, that is exactly the end game they're going for.
They have flat out come out and said it. Hillary Clinton has said it. Barack Obama has said it. We know. They're out. They're unmasked. They've unsheathed themselves. Neil McKay, my thoughts, again, you heard them. Take it away.
Well, that doesn't mean that we let our guard down. Certainly the Obama administration and the liberals have proven that they keep fighting long after conservatives and Republicans are convinced the war, you know, the battle is over. But I think you're absolutely right. With a President Trump or President Cruz being sworn in next year, I think people will look back on the Obama years as just a really sad and silly time. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of cleanup after this crew is finally cleared out, not just in this country, but around the world. And, you know, you're right, we're winning. And I think that point that, you know, George was making, you know, it's, you know, how with so many more people owning guns, it's so many more people who don't want to give up their guns. And so you're not, you know, before, you know, back in the 70s or whatever, back in the 80s when it was all about handguns or what Dave was talking about before with Saturday Night Specials, or maybe that was Alan Kerwin. It's like the, you know, you're not talking sort of off the cuff anymore. You're not talking about something that people don't understand, because people now own guns. And they have people, they have neighbors who own guns, and they go shooting, and it's a completely different thing now. And you know, so you see so many different populations and women who you never saw before at the gun shows and at SHOT Show, and you see the, you know, when you see the pink guns, and then you see, I think it was a Glock that's like nickel plated with teal. I just saw it online the other day for women, and it's like, this is something that's a market, right, for women who are not going to give up their guns, and they're not going to put up with this garbage.
Well said, George the Mad Ogre Hill. They're coming unglued. Shannon Watts
absolutely
out there going crazy, tweeting about Texas, and here's what I reminded Shannon Watts in a response, and that was, tweet away.
Absolutely.
Tweet
absolutely
away. And Texas open guns. Carry is now the law of the land, George. They can tweet all they want. It's the law of the land. It's an incremental step, but it's the law of the land. They're losing. Go ahead.
And we're selling guns to women, minority women. We're selling guns to doctors, to psychologists, to radio hosts, radio personalities. We're selling guns in training, concealed carry training, people in every profession, lawyers, teachers, administrators, scientists, scholars, even preachers. So across the board, there is no stereotype to freedom. There is no stereotype to the American gun owner. There is no stereotype to America. And
well
that's
said.
What they hate.
They do hate that, and that's why they're going crazy. David, I want to elaborate on something. I want to take something I took away from what Neil said. I want to get your perspective on it. We'll go around the table with it as well. Neil said, and you'll agree with me, we all know this to be the case, one thing we can laugh at when the Obama regime comes to an end is the fact that no matter what happens, Barack Obama has no doubt been the single greatest gun salesperson ever in American history. No doubt about that. And as Neil pointed out, and I think, Neil, you mentioned this on the Daily program, on a program last week, and it bears repeating, that all of those new gun owners, David, don't want to see their guns taken away. In fact, that's why they bought guns in the first place. So isn't he necessarily creating, unbeknownst to him, more enemies who are now purchasing guns, who when they find out how much fun they are to own and to shoot and how much safer they feel with them because of the great things guns do in the hands of law-abiding citizens, that he's kind of digging his own gun control grave here, David?
Well, you know, with progressives, everything is opposite day. And I think George and Neil both hit on very important points. One is that there is now the cross-section of society, so it's no longer just these knuckle-draggers in flyover country. And the point Neil hit on is that this is a right that we now all enjoy. You know, it's really easy to point to these guys over here and say, well, you know, a 1% tax on the rich because it won't affect us. This affects something we have. That is what gets people motivated when someone wants to take something away from them that they already have.
Every single poll, Neil, speaks to that. Go ahead. We've got about 1 minute, so just be very careful and cognizant of the time. We've got just about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
The kicker to that, of course, is that a lot of those people who are the recent gun owners are reluctant, and they're doing it because they really feel a need that they wish they lived in a world where they didn't have to, and now they're in a position where they feel they must own a gun, and those are the last people who are going to give it up.
Yeah, those aren't the people that are smelling peppermint fairy dust farts from unicorns. Those are real people who contemplated for quite some time and put their nose to the grindstone, George, before they visited your shop and said, help me make the right decision. I've arrived at this point in my life for whatever reason that I feel I need a gun. I want you to help me make that decision. Do you see those people, George, in your shop?
All the time. All the time. It's a daily thing because people are embracing the idea that freedom is theirs and all they have to do is come in and get it. We have the training classes. We have the products. We've got a rental wall where people can come in and we can show them options that might suit them and they can actually try them out. They can shoot the guns and then they can buy the guns and then they can learn how to use the guns. And when people do this, they embrace the idea that Second Amendment.
And that's a beautiful thing. Why? Because freedom never takes a break. And when you put freedom in someone's hands, they never want to give it up. Freedom will always prevail. More with the Roundtable when we come back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1of4guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Yeah, I found that story for you. Deputies search for man suspected of stabbing roommate. County sheriff deputies are looking for a man suspected of stabbing his roommate Saturday morning. Investigators said 61-year-old sheriff is suspected of stabbing 45-year-old Claudessen. Huh? Yeah, the guy who's suspected of stabbing his 45-year-old roommate is a 61-year-old dude named Sheriff. I just thought that was funny. Welcome back to the program, Neil. Or, excuse me, Dave. Sorry, Neil. I don't mean to tease you. I'm not pulling a Miss Universe here. I'm not going to pull your crown
go
off,
ahead.
Okay?
Go ahead. Talk to David.
I got to go to David first. David.
I hope this isn't the swimsuit competition, because it's cold.
God, so do I. No offense. All right. David, sheriff wanted, whatever. I just thought that was funny stuff. That's like that kid Bud Weiser who was arrested in Anheuser-Busch a few weeks ago. I mean, how does that happen, you know? Whatever. David, let's use the previous discussion to segue right into the impending imminent executive action from the single most gun-hating, weakest, worst president ever in American history, one Barack Hussein Obama, and I'll go as far as Muslim sympathizer as well, for his flat-out refusal to call enemy combatants what they are, Muslim enemy combatants. David, we know what we expect. We expect to see some type of redefinition, regulatory redefinition of what constitutes a gun seller, forcing that person to get an FFL, thereby requiring them to perform a background check, thereby, in Barack Obama's un-American eyes, trying to knock out two birds with one stone. However, those two birds that he's trying to knock out are you and I, law-abiding citizens, not crime. If he was serious, wouldn't he be in Chicago going after crime in the city he calls his adopted hometown, which, by the way, he never goes on vacation, instead soaks us for tens of millions to take luxury, lavish vacations in Hawaii, but I digress. Go ahead.
Barack vacationing in Chicago, that's pretty good. You know, I guess his guy Rahm is in a lot of trouble over there, and they're having record murders over there as well, but they never seem to go after that because people like you and me are a lot easier to go after because, by definition, we tend to be law-abiding citizens, unless, of course, we perceive that the highest law of the land, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, is being abrogated. So basically, you know, it's just so much easier. But, you know, you talk about background checks, and you can go to a National Institute of Justice study that basically said, well, they're pretty much useless unless you have some kind of registration, which, by definition, felons are immune to due to the Hayes decision that says that violates their Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. It's absolutely ridiculous what we see this president doing. But what are you going to do? He's going to redefine who a gun seller is, which is a direct contradiction of what Bill Clinton tried to do when he tried to get rid of what he called kitchen table dealers. And so this is just an absolute reversal. If they can't get it one way, they'll do a complete 180, and they'll act like nothing ever happened.
Neil, take it away.
Well, I mean, I just don't know what to add to it. I mean, I do want to ask, did you see my report on the Obama vacation budget?
I did not see it, no, because you're not yet on DirecTV. But we hope to change that coming up in 2016. But
I just want to, Judicial Watch told me that they calculated the cost so far is north of $70 million for the Obama family travel.
I did read that story, yes.
Virtually none of it to Chicago. And that's a city that's becoming absolutely unhinged. And, you know, there may be pressure for Rahm Emanuel to resign. New York Times or Washington Post story today talking about how the opposition to Rahm Emanuel has become absolutely personal and poisonous. And yet it turns out none of it's his fault.
Well, that's, George, because you have good liberals protecting other good liberals, and it's never their fault. It's very difficult for them to blame a conservative because Chicago hasn't seen a conservative form of government in decades, in the last century. I don't know that it ever has, quite frankly. David's probably got his finger on the pulse there. But let's move away from that. Let's go back to the impending action. George, as someone who sells firearms for a living, I'm going to tell you that whenever he puts his pen to his paper over the next few days, it isn't going to change a damn thing. Yes, it's an infringement on a very small group of people, and that is still an infringement. An infringement on one is an infringement on all, as far as I'm concerned. But the actual realistic effects will be minimal unless he does what I'm going to discuss in my next question and goes for something much, much bigger. George, I'm telling people to go see you to buy a new gun because he can't stop you. Am I right?
It's a very good time to do it, and do it before the big run really starts. Because right now, dealers have guns in inventory. They have them in stock. And a lot of distributors still have guns in the pipeline. So it's a good idea. If you're going to buy a gun, if you're thinking about buying a gun, go ahead and do it now. You know, put it on the credit card and use your tax money to pay off the credit card. Go ahead and get the gun now, A, because it just works in our favor. And B, it's an awesome thing to do anyway. But go ahead and get the gun and then sign up for a training class. That's my message, and that's my suggestion. And do it from a reputable trainer and do it from a reputable dealer.
All right, let me go backwards around the table here, and then we'll final out with David in this segment. Neil, my first hour of today's program. Yeah. And quite frankly, the first segment and the fourth segment of that program with Alan Gottlieb were a little bit frightening. And I'll tell you
why. He was not as optimistic as you are, Mark.
Well, I have to. I'm going to continue to put that front on. Alan said some things to me that I did not expect him to say regarding the potential executive action coming after the election. Now, I know Alan for many years, and I know him as a personal. I know him personally. Alan Gottlieb would have never said that on live radio if he did not believe it to be the case. That much I can promise you, wherever you are listening to this program today. And here's what he said. I'll just paraphrase it briefly, was that he believes the imminent executive action we're going to see, which is widely believed to be what we just told you about, maybe, you know, a come hither thou in there somewhere. He believes that's a trial balloon and that the danger lurks between the election in November and his ouster when the door hits him in his ass on the way out of the Oval Office. That will become something very dangerous. And I believe Alan was talking really constitutional crisis and a true gun grab from this man who simply won't care at that time. Do you see that possible, Neil?
Well, it's hard to put something past him, you know. I really believe, you know, I keep calling it the smash and grab, and I really believe that Obama has not been hurt by going extreme. And Obama's whole sort of political tactic is to obliterate the middle and force people to choose. And when he does that, you know, most times people end up siding with him, especially on Capitol Hill. And the lame duck session is very strange, right? Because you have, even if the Republicans keep the House and the Senate, there's still going to be a lot of Republicans who are leaving town and are just being replaced by other Republicans. And so the
all right, now we've got to break on that dynamic. I want to pick that up with you when we come back because we're going to take a break. Keep that thought, if you would, the dynamic, because I want to head it off with this with you. The establishment. Let's go there when we come back. Republicans being replaced by other Republicans. Are we referring to the establishment? Because that changes everything. Then we'll move it over to David Kodria and get some amazing insight from him when we return in this classic roundtable edition of Armed American Radio with David Kodria, George Hill, and Neil McKay right after this. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Wow, hard to believe we are getting ready to, as we say down south, we're fixing to wrap up the first broadcast of 2016. And what really kicks off 2016 begins our seventh year of broadcasting this monster national show. It's hard to believe this program started as a one-hour broadcast heard inside the perimeter of Atlanta, Georgia, back in 2009, April of 2009, to be honest with you, to be quite accurate. So we'll celebrate that when that happens. But 2016 is the seventh year of the program, and my, oh my, how this program has grown immensely. I've run into people in airports, people on flights, TSA people who listen to the show. I've had people walk up to me and say, hey, thank you for that program, and thank you for carrying that gun on your hip. So thank you for being here. Thank you for everything that you've done and everything you've brought to the table as an Armed American Radio listener and an Armed American Radio fan. The many thousands of you who might not be able to listen to the program live, or might not be able to listen to the program we've recently given birth to, this program has given birth to, and that is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, 5 days a week now. Yeah, can you talk about it for an hour? Yeah. In fact, we need more than that just on the Daily Defense program. You never know. I've got big meetings in Wisconsin this week coming up. You just never know. Last time I said that, we wound up with a new five-day show. So keep your fingers crossed. Some great stuff getting ready to unload on you here, pun intended. All right, Neil McCabe, let's go back to you. Sean, you're there. Go ahead.
Yeah, excuse me just a second. I want to correct you. Now, what do we say in the South?
I said we're fixing to.
No, it's what, fitting to.
Oh, that's what you say in the South, hood. But I get that. I've said that too. You know? It's not fitting to, it's fin. We're fin celebrating our 7 years. So thanks for bringing that up. All right, I got to love the roundtable, man. Neil McCabe, the establishment, replacing one Republican with another.
It's like that line from Airplane. Excuse me, stewardess, but I speak jive.
Yeah, right, exactly. Listen. When we're talking about replacing one Republican with another, Paul Ryan now is out saying, oh, now we're going to get really tough when we come back. Yeah, we can't wait. Now we're going to repeal Obamacare. Where were you when the omnibus passed? I don't even want to hear it. They've lost all credibility. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you're dealing with another dimension. I'm just talking about the guys who are going home. And there's going to be, you know, there'll be 20 or 30 Republicans going home, whether they've lost or retired. And there's going to be senators who are going home to return to private life, and there's no better way to set yourself up for private life than to make friends with the liberals and make friends with the bureaucrats and to make friends with the establishment and basically toss them something in the lame duck session. This is why Don't Ask, Don't Tell, was repealed during the lame duck. This is why Obama got that treaty ratified with Putin during the lame duck. It's the lame duck is when basically all bets are off. And that's a very, very dangerous place. And so when Alan was keying into that, it really piqued my interest because it's a very scary time. The calendar as it stands right now is very tight because Obama's got at least 6 big trips scheduled. He's not going to be in town much. And then as soon as we get to Memorial Day, you have 2 national conventions, and then you have a presidential campaign full on. So there's not a lot that can be done between now and November. So that's what makes the lame duck just really scary.
Well, it's scary because the spotlight will be off of him and he'll be able to literally fly under the radar. He won't be able to get away with it with us, but he will when it comes to the mainstream press. David, does it concern you what I told you Alan Gottlieb said? Because what he was alluding to was very dangerous, and that was truly a constitutional crisis or a gun grab. What I offered as an idea was, are you talking about the possibility that he could wipe out a group of firearms that he doesn't like, and we all know what I'm talking about there, they're made-up assault weapons, and then maybe reclassify them through regulation as NFA, for example, after November? What do you think?
Well, you know, we can look at the example set in New York and Connecticut with the noncompliance that's going on. Upwards of 90%, and the bottom line is he can try it. He can certainly try it, but there's this new paradigm called I will not comply. It's actually an old paradigm. Henry David Thoreau wrote about it in Civil Disobedience. Look, if the order comes down that you have to register your semi-automatic, I can tell you right now, I am not going to. I tore up a registration card in front of the California DOJ and told them that was the only card they were going to get from me. So, you know, it's anything is possible. And in terms of the Republicans turning into Quislings, I got an email the other day from Rince Priebus, the chair of the GOP, the RNC, and basically it was saying, donate because we're protecting the Second Amendment. And my reaction to that is, I will donate to an individual candidate who deserves and merits my support. But in terms of donating to the GOP, it was almost like a mail fraud, because it doesn't go into a trust fund dedicated to the Second Amendment. Money that goes to the RNC goes to Mark Kirk in Illinois, okay, the biggest gun grabber. You know, he's identical with Hillary. It goes to, you know, all kinds of squishes. And so, therefore, you know, would you rather have the boot on your face with a D on it or with an R on it? And the bottom line is we need to only donate and support those candidates who deserve our support.
Well said. I'm going to start with you and go back around the table to close out the hour. So we'll need to move fairly quickly. We've got about three minutes to go. With what you saw the establishment under Paul Ryan do with the omnibus bill, are you worried about the Republican, the establishment Republican base selling us out on our gun rights over the course of the next 7 to 8 months as well? Yes or no, David?
Absolutely. I'm worried about the establishment Republicans. They sell us out whenever they can.
They haven't let us down in that department yet. Neil McCabe, your finger is on the pulse. You work in Washington. You interview these men and women. You are in the Capitol. You're there every day, and you're televised doing it, and your voice is all over this program and these airwaves. Are you concerned about the establishment Republican selling us out if they view something bigger means more to the establishment than it does to America as we head into these elections in 2016?
My concern is that they won't even – it won't even be a trade-off, Mark. They're just afraid of a fight. They are absolutely afraid of a fight or a confrontation, and they just cave. And it's not just the omnibus. I mean, they're doing – they did it on the highway bill. They did it with all those little things they threw in the omnibus bill, export-import bank, immigration. But, I mean, I don't see how they're going to change.
All right. Well, not the answer I wanted to hear, but an honest one, because I feel you. I ask that question because I feel that way as well. George, I got to go to you. Got to wrap it up in about 30 seconds. Are you worried about the Republican establishment?
My fear is that they're not going to do any kind of ban. My fear is that what they're going to do is they're going to increase they're going to levy a tax on it, which the Supreme Court has said is within their right and constitutional to do.
All right, George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Thank you very much, brother. We appreciate it. MattOger.com. Neil McCabe. You can watch him at One American News Network. Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief. My Armed American Radio Editor in D.C. And political analyst David Kodria. WarOnGuns.com. Thank all of you for what you bring to the table, not just the round table, but to everybody who cares about their rights and their freedoms. Armed American Radio will be back on the Daily Defense tomorrow. Happy New Year. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. When you find out about an executive order, go buy a gun, go buy two, and sell one to your neighbor. I'll be back tomorrow on the Daily Defense.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.